Any examples used are for illustrative purposes only and do not take into account your particular investment objectives, financial situation, or needs, and may not be suitable for all investors. It is not intended to predict the performance of any specific investment and is not a solicitation or recommendation of any investment strategy.
This is Another Money Show. Get set for another hour of the latest financial information and economic news affecting your bottom line. JR and Anthony are committed to helping more Americans like you optimize their income, reduce their tax risk, and reach financial freedom. So let's start the show. Here are your hosts, Anthony Correo and JR Rochford.
Here we are, your hosts, Anthony Correo, J.R. Rochford, taking a break from our day-to-day as financial advisors with Rochford & Associates, a fully independent, fourth-generation family practice right here in the Greenix Fair. It's going to be that start to the show. The greater Phoenix area to bring you information you may not hear on those other financial radio shows. Where the last thing you need is another money show, but we appreciate you being here. What do you got for us, JR?
Through the intro. People that are getting to know that we are partners in the office, but we're also stepson, stepfather, blended family. Or do I need to say that? I know we were corrected one time. Our friends Terry and Sylvia said never ever say the word step, just father and son. But when you look at us, people could probably wonder, we don't look that much the same. But as your stepfather, I'm sorry, as your father, can I tell you, stop drinking in the morning. You're throwing the show off. So just because you
I was holding my stutter pretty well. I just can't read.
Today it came out. Today it was a little bit worse than usual. So welcome to our show. You know what? Today I want to start out with a little couple shout outs. Ford Stokes, Sam Davis, Kelly Kleinsasser, Jim Tarabokia, who holds our hand every week.
Producer Jim,
we need to thank them more than we do because they're the reason we're here. You know, we love to hear ourselves talk, but we could hear ourselves talk whether we are or are not on the radio. So I want to thank all those people because they make this possible. So that's cool. Obviously, they make us pay for it. So that's not really cool. If they want a big shout out, I think they should start, you know, we'll put a little tip jar out on the desk. But
we'll start today, a GoFundMe for our radio show.
That is a really good idea.
We just pick on corporate sponsors. We can be sponsored by Edward Jones.
Wells Fargo.
Wells Fargo. Maybe Wells Fargo will pay for our show.
Jamie Dimon, we're talking to you. I know you can hear us. Jamie listens every week, so he knows we're here. You know, another good corporate sponsor for us? Ken Fisher. Where are you, Kenny? I think we can play some of his spots, maybe some of the archived spots about what he'd rather do.
So we're just like naming all the list of all the friends we've made in the, we're coming on almost a year having this show.
Yes. Yeah. We have to decide what to do. By the way, these months are flying by. People reach out to us. If you like what you're hearing, as Anthony says every week, let us know, tell people about us, but tell us. Because we're
terribly low self-esteem and we need these pick me up. So send us friendly letters.
And as Anthony says on occasion, he's an ugly crier. So please.
And you can reach us at team@anothermoneyshow.com. If there's stuff you want to hear, if there's stuff we're not talking enough about, if you just tired of hearing some of the same old stuff we say about the banks, let us know. Give us your opinions. Again, only if they're good, though. I'm sensitive.
If you're tired of hearing of the executive order 14067, especially section 4, let us know. If you don't want to hear any more about the 10 pillars, normalcy bias, let us know.
Digital currency, bank bail-ins, debt ceilings. All that fun stuff. So
I think if we do renew after the year is up, I think we need to change our name. I started making a list of names. Rochford & Associates, it's kind of awkward. You know, my last name is not exactly Smith or Barney or Edward or Jones or something easy. It's tougher. Okay, that's the second dig at one of the big financial firms. They're going to shut us down. So we're thinking.
It could be Correo. I don't even think I say my last name correctly. I think I'm supposed to roll some of those R's.
Right. And remember when we did Carol Blonder's show? Shout out to Carol. That was actually really fun. We were nervous, but it was fun. And she called you Anthony Correro. I saw that online the other day. That's on YouTube.
I forgot about that. Anthony, I was like, Carrero. Honestly, maybe that is how I'm supposed to say my last name. I have no idea.
I say we get that started. But with the new name, I'm kind of down between two. One, we used to make jokes about hope and prayers when the market's volatile, you know, when people get sick, all this stuff, people say, well, you're in my hopes and prayers. So with what we think is coming, we think it might be a very fitting name to start being known as H&P Financial. The other thing we're thinking, because of me, obviously me, Doomsday Planners. How do you like that one? Doomsday Planners.
That's a good one. I do like that.
You know, the yellow symbol they put on hazardous, you know, if they're traveling on a truck or a train and they're carrying acid or something corrosive or hazardous, you know how they should put yellow stickers on there? You know what I'm talking about? Like the nuclear waste stickers. Mm-hmm. That could be our logo.
Oh, that would be sweet.
I think we're into something here. Yeah.
Yeah. If only they use those logos in East Palestine, Ohio.
That would make too much sense. And brought better brake pads. There's still a lot to that story. And by the way, if you're anywhere near there, you know, I'm starting to read and hear about drinking water and food sources in Tennessee and that whole area, you know, Tennessee. Well, wait a minute. I thought you just said Ohio. Yeah, it's odd. It seems like contamination is starting to branch out, but that's for a different show.
Well, think about what we talk about, right? Because it's supposed to be a financial show, but there's a lot of things, you know, your health is probably number one, because without your health, then your money doesn't really matter. But we tell everybody to prepare for a rainy day, and whether it's financial or, you know, any other extraordinary measures out there, because we're kind of incorporate a lot of things into this show. But you know, we talk about keeping a little bit of bottled water, keep food and extra water at home. Like, what if you're listening to our show in East Palestine and you decided that you were going to jump on our bandwagon and how much better off they could have been? I mean, I'm sure those folks weren't expecting this to happen. What happens if it happens in Phoenix? You know, all we say on this show is be prepared, not scared, for financial, for anything that could come your way. It takes no time, not that much money, to be prepared for tragedies and things that could happen, especially if there's a financial meltdown. I mean, there's so many warning signs, and that's what we want you to be prepared for. You can't do anything about it. Nobody here can, you know, prevent, you know, the next 2008, the next dot-com bubble, but what you can do is prepare for it. That's all we want our listeners to do. Be prepared.
Yep. And our other motto, other than be prepared, not scared, is be proactive, not reactive. I mean, it's not a good time to buy the bottled water once the train derails. I mean, you kind of want that under your guest bedroom bed next to your alcohol and tobaccos and firearms and all your lead and precious metals.
When you're talking about, you know, I know you're joking about the name, the Doomsday Planners, but I think about this all the time because our show, it sounds kind of doom and gloom, but good financial advice is good financial advice. All we try to do in this show is help protect what you have and get growth without as little risk as possible. Our planning strategies are good in good times and in bad times. They're actually great in times of high interest rate. Like right now is the best our plannings are doing for people. I think so, at least. Now is a time for you're not being punished for being a saver anymore because interest rates are actually reasonable. Now, do they look bad comparatively when you're looking at a mortgage of 7% versus 3% a couple years ago? Absolutely. But you got to understand, those were weird, extraordinary times. They never should have been that low.
You're right. I mean, they were kept low for what, 15 years? And that hurt the heck out of savers. You know, we're in Sun City. We have a lot of people that really hurt. We had to educate them on Capital One, Discover, Ally Bank, all the online banks. We had to educate them about insurance companies, how we can do, you know, like the old CD laddering and bond laddering. We can do a version of that with insurance companies where your money's safe. There's actually surplus guarantees that are mandated with the companies. So, yeah, I mean, and when you talk about 7% interest rates, I'm hearing about the rates for the mortgages going back up. You know, they're inching towards 7% for a 30-year fixed. You know, we just spent a couple of years watching young families, middle America, they couldn't get a house, at least in Phoenix. They were outbid by cash buyers, Oregon, Washington, California. You know, the houses went up by what, double? So all of a sudden, you know, a house that was 150 is now 300,000. These young families, you know, the American dream, it definitely eluded them. So now that presumably the house prices are going to start falling, guess what? The interest rates are rising. So once again, for a different reason, the middle America, the young families are in trouble. You, a 7% interest historically isn't that bad, but comparatively, you know, to 15 years of getting, you know, 3% for a 30-year fix, 2.5% for a 15-year, you know, it just seems horrible. And my question, are we done? Did we get inflation in check? You know, it was disinflation a few weeks ago I brought up. That's already gone. I can't find that word anymore. You know, there was no inflation a couple of years ago. Then there was transitory inflation. Then there was, you know, hot inflation. Now there's disinflation. Now guess what? There's nothing. There's crickets, which we're going to be forced to eat if the World Economic Forum. Oh, wait, that's too tinfoil heady. So there's no talk about inflation because they know it's not gone. So we kind of wonder if they're not going to keep raising rates. And then any other snags, the prices are going to come down. You know, the rates are going to go up and people are going to have trouble.
Well, I think it's more an accepting thing now because people have gotten past the fear and they're not scared anymore. They're just like, oh, this is my life now. So they've just kind of, there's more of an acceptance, but it's still, I mean, it's getting worse. None of this is good. You know, we talk, especially when we talk about homes though, I'm still a big proponent of, I don't care if I have a higher interest rate, give me an affordable home. You don't have to pay interest. You do have to pay premium.
Yep. And right now you cannot get an affordable home and the interest rates are high. So this is a double whammy of not so good. And we do think the home prices are going to fall. But that leads me to something that you're not taking into consideration. You are never been married, no kids. Your income all goes to your goals and dreams and retirement and what you want to do. A lot of people are saddled with debt. There's a lot of people that even if the homes get cut in half at these interest rates, they're not going to be able to afford it. They don't have the 20% down to avoid PMI. They don't have the money to have options to buy in a nicer neighborhood than not. So it's frustrating. A lot of people are living paycheck to paycheck. And my question is always, we have to be Wayne Gretzky of the financial world. We don't want to go where the puck is. We want to go where the puck is going to be. So, you know, there's so much when you look into the future. My question is, without a crystal ball, will it be the same? Will it be better or will it be worse? Right now, I always say I'm not an optimist. I'm not a pessimist. I am a realist. I think it might be worse. I'm sorry. But with that happy news, why don't we take a break, come back, and let's jump into the debt ceiling and some other fun news. So make sure you reach out to us at anothermoneyshow.com. You can set up an appointment through there. You can check out our little pretty faces. You can listen to all our past episodes. Go on the little link that says podcasts. That's where you find all of them. So, and call us 623-523-0444. Please tell people about us. Let us know if we should renew our show. And thank you so much for taking time to listen to us.
This is Another Money Show, except this one's different. This one's actually fun. Another weekend, Another Money Show. Visit anothermoneyshow.com.
Welcome back to Another Money Show. Thank you so much for being with us. I'm JR and I'm with Anthony and our producer, Jimmy T. Jimmy, thank you. Shout out to Jim. He probably hates Jimmy. He's like, it's James or it's Jim. It's never Jimmy. So anyway,
I actually hate James more than I hate Jimmy.
Really? So yeah. Shout out to Jimmy T. Thank you for being with us every week and holding our hand. We need adult supervision. If that's
Jimbo's my favorite.
Jimbo. All right. Yeah.
Really? If a woman calls me Jimbo, then she's a real winner. She's the one I'm putting the ring on.
Ladies, ladies, if you're in the Tampa, Florida area, if you heard that, reach out to Jimbo. Back to my tinfoil hat conspiracy theory lifestyle. One thing is the conspiracy theorists are about 107. The normies are about zero at this point. I said to you 3 years ago, when we first started hearing about the virus, I said to you, that's not a bat. That's not a market. That's out of a lab that works on chemicals. Then this week I start hearing, they're like, well, yeah, maybe it was manufactured gain of function out of a lab. No kidding where it came. But anyway, that's for a different episode too. I would love to have a second show where all I talk about is current events. And by the way, the stuff that we talk about, all we're doing is doing the work so people don't have to. We are reading reading and listening and watching. We found a couple clips for you that are interesting. You know, shout out to YouTube. I know YouTube, you know, can tend to censor certain things. And I know a lot of people talk about how there's other platforms that are better to see the crazy stuff like here. But believe me, you can find a lot on YouTube that really tells you what's going on. So, my whole thing, I do try to keep it financial. I mean, you know, whether or not a virus was man-made or not, I realize that's not financial. But, you know, when they shut down the country and when we had to work from home for a while and when one of our favorite restaurants in Sun City West, shout out to the old Rosie's Italian Cafe, when that shut down, it pretty much was financial to us. So I don't know about other people, but...
Well, I mean, think of all the billionaires it made in the pharmacy sector, even though tax dollars paid for all of that. Now that they're trying to pass out these vaccines, but they're going to shoot up the price by 3,000% or something insane like that, even though we paid for everything. They're the ones profiting. Yeah, of course. It's all financial. Everything is always financial. It's just how does it affect your pocket as the listener?
Good job tying it together. I mean, look at, you know, mom and pop shops and little restaurants closed, but, you know, Walmart, they didn't seem to have trouble. They put arrows on the floor because, you know, as long as you're walking one way, the arrow will go with you only that way. Amazon, you know, Amazon was doing a robust business with food delivery, with masks, with testing strips, all kinds of stuff. Purell, they ran out of hand sanitizer and Clorox wipes. So yeah, there was definitely some money movement. You know, PPP loans went out. I'm still paying mine back, by the way. I took a PPP loan because I was very nervous. I didn't know how long we were going to be shut down. We had to learn Zoom. We couldn't take appointments. It was like, you know, that was a rough time. So I, you know, just so people know, I am still paying back my PPP. It's 1% interest rate. So it's not bad. I feel like I can do better with my money elsewhere. So I don't just knock it out. But, you know, it's a constant reminder every month when they draw that money out of my account. I'm like, oh yeah, that was that free money, the free money that I'm now paying back. So, and all the free money, I believe, led to the the inflation that we're dealing with. So I think that was somewhat
whatever their term for the inflation is now.
Right. Why don't we just call it inflation?
Yeah, there we go. Nailed it.
You know, speaking of YouTube and clips, you notice how I do get off track like a train in Ohio, but I always get myself back on track. I'm full circle. So back to YouTube. We found a couple clips. I've noticed lately here, this is directly financial. I've noticed lately that one of our hopefully upcoming sponsors, Janet Yellen, I've noticed that she is on the speaking tour hot and heavy. She's back out there again. She's talking about a couple of my favorite subjects, and it's funny how they're really hitting up against each other. She's talking about the debt ceiling. She talks about raising the debt ceiling with no, and I'm paraphrasing, no strings attached, like just no restrictions, just raise it. You know, you brought up Anthony a few weeks ago. We've raised it, what, 78 times in 50 years or something. This is insane. We're $31.5 trillion in debt. We're going to tip like other countries have in history. And you're talking about no strings attached, just, woo, you know, spend. If you guys would quit spending, if somebody would take away the checkbook, and there was some fiscal responsibility in the government, I would be more likely to say, yeah, we need to raise it for now, because I do not want to see military people have their checks suspended. I do not want to see some of our poor clients, poor, I don't mean that way, I'm sad for them, our clients that are on more of a fixed income. I don't want to see you suspend their Social Security checks. So when we get to June, I would rather see the debt ceiling be lifted if we're going to make some changes along with it. So the other part of that, Janet is also talking about Ukraine. So Janet, the second clip we're going to play is talking about how we need to give money to Ukraine. I mean, I don't know. This country, we've had a history. You know, when I was a kid, they called us the world's police. We've always been the shining beacon on the hill. We have historically, my understanding is in the range of 150 out of like 193 countries we have supported financially. I don't know how many we still are. Some of them wanted to kill us. I mean, like Pakistan, I remember thinking, why are we giving them money? You know, why are we giving money to Iran? I think we actually at one point literally gave them cash, pallets of cash at night. These are the people that chant death to America, death to Israel. So isn't there a Palestine or Palestine in Israel too, by the way, a more famous one? I hope there's no leaks and spills there.
Now that one's the really far. That's the West Palestine, not East Palestine.
Okay. So there's a
East Palestine's okay. In Ohio.
So see, we're giving you really heavy material and information, but isn't it light and airy how we present it? Isn't this show fun and funny? We think we should continue.
So when are we actually, are you going to play those clips? Or are you going to ask Jim to play them?
Jimbo, not Jim. Anthony, pay attention. Follow along. So, yeah, let's hear those clips, and then we'll finish up me being worried about, you know, giving money to other countries when we are broke. We're broke. Actually, broke is nothing. Broke is when you have no money. We are in the hole so bad. If you have kids or grandkids, good luck. By the way, if you're taking care of yourself like you, good luck. So let's check out these clips.
This economic catastrophe is entirely preventable. The solution is simple. Congress must vote to raise or suspend the debt limit, and it should do so without conditions. Let's not wait until the last minute. It is a basic responsibility of our nation's leaders to get this done.
Economic assistance is making Ukraine's resistance possible by supporting the home front, funding critical public services, and helping keep the government running. In the coming months, we expect to provide around $10 billion in additional economic support for Ukraine. Putin himself thought he would achieve a victory at minimal cost, in the words of CIA Director Bill Burns. 1 year later, Putin's war has been a strategic failure for the Kremlin. Ukraine still stands.
So what do you think of that? I mean, there's directly what's going on with finances, and how many people know about it? You know, we're busy. We have to go to school. We have to go to work. There's only like 25% left of the country that has that traditional family. You know, both parents, one parent has to work, one it's optional. The country's changing, you know, I think it's about to get worse. So I need to settle down.
I mean, she's saying on one hand, we have to raise, you know, the limit so we can pay our bills. But how irresponsible is that?
Let's take a break. Because
people that have no, what?
Let's take a break because I want to talk about that for a second. That's my point exactly. Let's take a break. Make sure you reach out to us at anothermoneyshow.com. Email us, team@anothermoneyshow.com, or give us a call, 623-523-0444. We shall be right back.
If those other money advisors promise you a boatload of money, check the size of the boat and be sure it's your boat, not theirs.
Remember, all of JR and Anthony's listeners receive a free financial consultation just for listening to the show. Visit anothermoneyshow.com to learn more and schedule an appointment. Thanks for listening to Another Money Show and subscribing wherever you listen to podcasts.
Welcome back to Another Money Show. Thank you so much for being with us. So before the break, we were talking about Janet Yellen being kind of a spokesperson for how we're going to financially handle things, you know, for the debt ceiling and for the proxy war with Ukraine. If we were flush with cash, none of this would be an issue to me. We're broke. We're way beyond broke. If we are going to hit our debt ceiling and it might be this big, huge fight and problem, how on earth are we having money to give to Ukraine? How on earth? You know, we played the clip from the commander-in-chief last week about they need some money in their pocket. You know, they need to
fund their social security. We can't afford ours, so we should have to fund theirs.
It's insane. And by the way, I mean, we can tell you it's insane, and maybe you'll do a little research and listen, you know, and look further and see if we're right or if we're full of hooey. You know what? But what do you do about it? You call your senator, you write your senator, you call the Congress people, you start making noise. We need to wake up. If you don't see the direction the country is heading, I don't know what to tell you. And I listen to the other radio shows, you know, call in the next 30 minutes and there's a free consultation, you know, make sure you reach out to us. We'll help you with a Roth conversion. We do all of that too. And by the way, if you don't call in the next half an hour, you're all right. You can call us in 47 minutes and your consultation will still be complimentary. No obligation conversation on your financial situation will not cost you a dime. If we can help you, we will. There's a radio guy I love named Ken who says, if not, we're still going to part as friends. I love that. I need to steal that. I hope he doesn't have that trademarked. Anyway, yeah, we're broke and we're helping other people and you better prepare. You know, we tell people keep some cash. I'm screaming right now. Can I, you know what? I'm going to take myself off my own train of thought and tell you a quick story. So I have a friend, I have to change the name to protect the innocent. I'm going to call him Ryan. So my friend Ryan, this is yesterday this happens. He goes to a Wells Fargo, you know, one of our favorite subjects on its own. He goes to Wells Fargo to get out some cash because he is having some stuff done and he needs some cash. He asks for $2,500, not $25,000, $2,500. The teller says, that, you know, there's always the questions, you know, what are you going to do with it? Well, first of all, none of your business, you know, but you can't say that anymore because there's things, you know, FinCEN and there's suspicious activity reports.
I mean, yeah, you can tell them whatever you want, but you might make it on a list. You're probably already on the list.
Don't be me. Don't be funny. They're tired of hearing cocaine and hookers. Oh, by the way, I saw Cocaine Bear last Saturday. Well, I hope we have time.
How was that?
Had some funny moments. Everybody should see it. I mean, it's definitely, if you want to be away for an hour and a half and not think about Ukraine, go to see Cocaine Bear, because what a concept. You know, I heard it was loosely, it's got to be really loosely based on some actual thing that happened, but it was entertaining. It was definitely a bear on cocaine and dumb people. So, but anyway, so
that's how you support friend, the economy. That's how Harkins, a local favorite.
Yes, because, you know, then they won't have to put their hand out and have the government, you know, do their handouts as soon as they're broke. If enough of us go to see Cocaine Bear and buy that $11.50 popcorn with one free refill if you're some sort of a rewards member. So I learned a lot this week. I guess I haven't been to the movies in a while. Anyway, back to my friend Ryan at Wells Fargo. Oh, I should protect the name Wells Fargo too, if I'm protecting the client's name. So I'll say he was at Chase. I'll say he was at Bank of America. Anyway, so the teller, you know, after whatever questions are mandated now to the tellers, said, I have to give this to you in 20s. And I guess he was a little confused. He was like, I'd rather have large bills. The teller said they don't have large bills. He was stumped by that one. He's like, why don't you have large bills? The teller said, because it's tax season, that a lot of people are asking for larger bills. I can't make this up. This is all true. And he asked, well, when will you have the larger bills? I'm not necessarily in a hurry for this money. And the teller said, hopefully by the end of the week. All right. So let's break it down.
What does tax season have it to do with?
I don't know.
People taking mass withdrawals from a bank.
I have no idea. And by the way, it's a big bank. It's one of the big three. We presume they have a big safe in the back with like racks of bills. And they have burlap sack canvas bags with orange dye packs and just tons of money. I think banks are broke. They're gearing up for whatever's coming. And your first question when I brought this up to you yesterday was, is this what we're watching for? Is this a sign of a potential run on the banks, a modern day run? I don't know. I just know it's really, 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 let me do one more really for effect, really weird. So you're a bank and you're telling me I have to take $2,500 in 20s? No thanks. But anyway, so you know how I say long story short, too late. We need to take another break already. So let's do that. Let's take a break. We'll come back and we'll give you more to laugh about. Thanks for being with us. And make sure you find us at team@anothermoneyshow.com, 623-523-0444, or check out our website, anothermoneyshow.com.
This is Another Money Show. Except this one's different. This one will actually keep you awake.
Took a look down a westbound road, right away I made my choice. Headed out to my big two-wheeler, I was tired of my own boy.
You're listening to Another Money Show.
Welcome back. You are listening to Another Money Show. Anthony Correo, J.R. Rochford. We're talking about the sweet new movie Cocaine Bear, and we are talking about how it is a distraction from the catastrophic failure that this country is facing if we do not raise the debt ceiling. So we played a couple clips in one of the last segments about Janet Yellen talking about how we have to lift our debt with no limitations, and then another clip where she says we've got to give Ukraine a bunch of money. And last week, if you didn't listen to our show last week, you can check us out wherever you like and subscribe to podcasts. Go back and listen to our commander in chief saying that we have to give Ukraine a bunch of money to you know, fund their Social Security so they have something. Yet we cannot afford to pay our own Social Security bills to our seniors now. So what a mess. What a mess.
And I should have said this earlier, but oddly enough, my pet name for Janet Yellen is Cocaine Bear. So I want to kind of tie those things together. Allegedly, I think that it's not for sure. So, you know, while we're talking about funding the Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid system of other countries and not our own, oddly enough, you know what I read yesterday in the Washington Examiner? A couple senators, Senator Angus King and Senator Bill Cassidy, they are putting together a proposed bill to raise the Social Security age from 62 to 70 before you begin applying for that. That went kind of under the radar. I'm glad I saw it. So I want to watch that closely because I have literally for 15 years been telling people it's broke, it's going the wrong way, taxes are going to go up, you better do your Roth IRA, obviously take your match on your 401k. After that, stop the match, then pay down debt. Do a Roth IRA. Taxes are going to be problematic. But I also told people, you better be willing to make changes in your personal situation to account for Social Security changing. And I have said for 15 years, it'll be a three-prong approach. They're going to raise what younger workers pay into it. So right now, I believe it's about 6.5%. So that's going to go up. Then the second prong is they're going to raise the age because, you know, we're all in it together and we're living longer. So I always thought they were going to raise it to either 70 or 75. And I've been on the record saying this to people. And then the third prong, which will follow years after that, it still is not going to be enough. It's so insolvent. The underfunded liabilities are so great. The third prong is what scares me the most. The poor people, again, not poor money-wise, but the poor people that are on a fixed income, the unfortunate people that are on a fixed income and they just have Social Security, no pension or whatever, and they're on limited income, especially during the inflationary periods. So they are going to cut benefits. You know, they've been talking about cutting benefits 2033, 2034, blah, 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 blah. So here we go.
Do you want to take a little reading from the 2022 trustees report for Social Security?
How long will it take you?
Well, I've got it right here. Okay, it says, basically, we are out of money, and in order to stay solvent for the next 75 years, revenue would have to increase. Let's see. Okay. They would have to make permanent payroll tax rate increase from 3.24% to 15.64% in order to fund Social Security for the next 75 years. Oh, wait, they've got another solution. They says a reduction of 20.3% applied to all current and future beneficiaries. That means all you currently taking Social Security now, if you're going to continue to have Social Security, or if your friends, neighbors, family members are going to start Social Security next year, in order for them to stay solvent, they'll have to cut your benefits too by 20.3%. Or we cut it by everybody who has not taken Social Security yet by 24.1%. And that's in their own words. That's from their trustees report. If you want a copy, reach out to us at anothermoneyshow.com. I will show you what we are seeing.
And that is what they're saying now. My experience, whatever they're saying, you can probably say it's going to be worse. I don't want to say the word
double. How can it be worse by a fifth cut, a quarter cut?
Because we're so broke and we're still talking about Cocaine Bear giving money to...
It's insane. How does it get worse? It's already worse. It's already bad.
It's going to get worse. We're broke and we're giving all kinds of money to a country. And by the way, the people with their blue and yellow flags, I'm not trying to say I don't feel bad for the citizens of Ukraine. I don't think the money's getting to them. I think that this is a big money laundering. I need to be really careful. I think that there's some misappropriation of funds going on. I don't think there's transparent tracking of the funds. I think there's some issues afoot. I also thought the virus came out of a lab 3 years ago. So call me crazy, but it seems to me.
We had an article we read on this show from like CNN or CSNBC, one of those stations where they said that they could only track a small portion of all the funds they're sending out there. We know there's no tracking for that. It's just gone. Money we don't have is now going somewhere else.
Well, we need it. We need it for our country. You know, when a plane is having heavy turbulence and there's a chance that it might, you know, get worse. And they say, if the mask drops, put it on yourself first. We all know we love our kids more than we love ourselves. That's part of being an adult and having a heart. So your first reaction, I want to put the mask on my child. Not you, one of the different ones. So I want I want you to put the mask on me because you feel bad for my old decrepit, long-haired, gray-bearded, cocaine bear-watching butt. So I almost said ass, and then I changed it to butt because I'm an adult. So anyway, so you know, you put the mask on you first so you don't black out and you can help the child. So the country is in trouble. You know, and when you do what I do, which is every day of my life, whether I'm tired or not, or sick or healthy, I read, I watch, I prepare. I try to prepare so I don't have to be scared. You know, yesterday I'm reading about cyber attacks ramping up. There's also chemical spills ramping up and food plants on fire and all kinds of stuff. But I'm reading about cyber attacks. Example, Dish Network. Dish Network on Monday had a little snag where they were out for a while. U.S. Marshals. This one scares me. There was a cyber attack with the U.S. Marshals. So, you know, also now we're getting to law enforcement and safety. You know, is this where they're demanding like ransom and Bitcoin? I don't know. I read enough to scratch the surface. Haven't had time yet to swing back and read more. To me, it's absolutely crazy. So, you know who's not getting hacked, by the way? You want some good news? You know who's not getting hacked? Me. Try doing a change of address. Yesterday, I spent a little time. I had to change my mailing address for obvious reasons. I mean, I talk so much about crooked politicians. I have to move every 30 days now. You know, it's like when you have to change your password every 30 days. I have to move every 30 days now, so that sucks. But anyway, try changing address. I go to change an address, and it's so amazing because the verification process is insane. Well, the irony of this, one of the companies, my cellular phone is with T-Mobile. It's the pink and white company. So I'm sitting there with my bill in front of me. So I have my account number. I know my social. I know, you know, my date of birth, all that. So I'm going to change the address, and they're making it a little bit of a hassle. And I notice on the top of the bill, I don't know what made me look at this, there's a warning. Let me read it to you. Some of the info was obtained without authorization. Passwords, social security number, payment methods were not affected. Name, number of lines, contact details, date of birth, and other account info may have been. Learn more at t-mo-co/customer-info.
So they just lost a bunch of your information? Is that what you're saying?
Well, I mean, it's just funny. I mean, they're making me go through the ringer to prove who I am, and yet other people can somehow have my date of birth. So I don't know. And I guess all I'm getting at is the long game, the big picture. We better start saving. We better start supplementing our income. We better start getting ready for Social Security to change. In the immediate picture, we've been telling you for almost a year now, put away some cash, make sure you start paying down debt, buy hard assets. We love insurance companies. If you're doing something for 1 year, or if you're doing something for 5 years, or if you're doing something for lifetime income, for bond replacement, you know, for any of that stuff, we want to make sure you can control what you can control in your personal situation. And we talk about
income streams all the time. I mean, Social Security is huge because it's such a large percentage of people's incomes in retirement. And it's going to be even more so moving forward because of the death of pensions. But you can fund your own. And we've got a movie. I keep forgetting. We've got a bunch of passes we bought for a documentary called The Baby Boomer Dilemma, which touches on a lot of the same stuff that we touch on this show. But with many, many experts, much much smarter in the field than we are. But we have free movie passes. You can watch this at your convenience, at home from your computer. If you are interested in checking out The Baby Boomer Dilemma, reach out to us, team@anothermoneyshow.com, and we will get you all of that information so you can hear it from other sources and, you know, not just us. Because again, we're aware that we're probably one of the only radio shows bringing up the topics that we bring up and, you know, sharing the news stories that we share. But there are other people out there that are like-minded or seeing the things that we do. So if you need that extra, you know, confidence boost, you know, again, reach out, team@anothermoneyshow.com. We will give you a free pass to the baby boomer dilemma.
And we also, you know, we hear other shows saying if you call in the next half hour, you can have a free, you know, complimentary consultation. We'll help you lower taxes, you know, provide more security and safety, all that stuff. We do all that. So we want to give you a copy of the Baby Boomer Dilemma. It is interesting. It is fascinating. I'm not sure if the acting is any better than Cocaine Bear necessarily, but it's really good.
It's a little cheesy. The documentary part, I mean, they've got some actors acting some stuff out. It's a little cheesy. It's still good though, but I mean, it's
really good.
It shows a family dynamic and how that dynamic can really change if all of a sudden you're about to retire and you lose half your money. I mean, think of all those people planned to retire in 2008, all those in 2000, 2001.
And unfortunately, the next wave of 2008-edness may actually be worse when they're, you know, changing Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security, hackings, you know, chemical spills, all the stuff going on. The other thing about coming in to see us, we would love to give you a copy of the 23 retirement cost cutters for 2023. You know, that's a little more, it's pretty harmless. It's really great tips to help people get by financially. And as always, we'd love to sit with you and help you with your personal situation. So reach out to us. If we can help, we will be honored. 623-523-0444 or anothermoneyshow.com. Thank you so much for being with us as always.
Thanks for listening to Another Money Show. You deserve to work with a private wealth management firm that will strategically work to protect your hard-earned assets. To schedule your free, no-obligation consultation, visit anothermoneyshow.com. Investment advisory services offered through Brookstone Capital Management, LLC, BCM, a registered investment advisor. BCM and Rochford Financial are independent of each other. Insurance products and services are not offered through BCM, but are offered and sold through individually licensed and appointed agents. Investments involve risk and, unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Past performance cannot be used as an indicator to determine future results.
Is your house too big for your current needs? What about your current budget? I'm Matt McClure with the Retirement.Radio Network, powered by AmeriLife. As our circumstances change, so do our needs. In retirement, it's likely you'll no longer need the 5-story, 2-bedroom home you've lived in since your kids were all in school. But it's not just the size of the home that can be a consideration in deciding whether to downsize.
Some people are living in a situation where the house needs a lot of work. It's time to renovate the kitchen. It's time to put on a new roof. And they think, do I spend that money? Do I have the energy to do that? Maybe I should just move instead.
Real estate expert Sandra Rinamato told CBC News that selling your home and moving into something smaller can be a good way to free up cash in retirement.
By selling the house, that liquidates, gives you the money to live a lifestyle that you've dreamt of your whole life.
A smaller place is also cheaper to heat, cool, and maintain. Moving into an apartment or living with family members is another way to potentially save money on housing expenses, such as lawn care and maintenance. Experts say to maximize your profits on the sale of your old home, keep your real estate agent's commission as low as possible. And there are companies out there that can help if you decide downsizing is right for you. So, could cutting the size of your home help keep your retirement budget in check? That's a key question to consider, and it's one of 23 retirement cost cutters for 2023. With the Retirement.Radio Network, powered by AmeriLife, I'm Matt McClure.
To obtain your free copy of 23 retirement cost cutters for 2023, reach out to J.R. and Anthony at 623-523-0444 or go online to anothermoneyshow.com.